This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I don't know what I'm doing because I just go.
Well, that too.
I just show up. I'm talking about.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo. I'm Allie Mag. Abe is to my right. Dom is behind the glass. Dom, you're the one that pulled the audio of Bo separating his laundry the other day, were you not?
No, that was Josh.
Oh, that was Josh. Okay.
We don't need to replay that.
We don't need to replay that one. Because that one came off wrong. But I so appreciate you pulling that audio. That's very quickly. Because I think we all know he just goes.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. Because I just go.
Well, that too.
I just show up. I'm talking about. Yeah, I do.
This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We've got a mic'd up coming up in a moment. And it is Fair or Foul Friday. But I want to go back to a piece of audio we didn't get to play yet. It is Mary Kay Cabot on Dylan Gabriel talking about how he's closer to the starting job over Shedeur Sanders.
If there were a rookie quarterback that were going to start some games this season, I would think that Dylan would get that nod ahead of Shedeur Sanders. It's going to depend on how quickly Shedeur can come up the learning curve and learning terminology and all the things that he has to learn to get out there and execute the offense before the snap. But as it stands right now, I would say that Dylan would be closer to winning the starting job than Shedeur.
Why?
Why does she think?
Yeah, like, I'm not saying she's wrong, but she didn't really. Her reasoning was that Shedeur needs to learn the. They were. What? Dylan Gabriel has a 2 hour head start from where Shedeur was.
Okay.
I just don't know the difference between two rookies.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you now you're getting a little upset.
Well, I'm just trying to gauge her reasoning as to why Shedeur doesn't know the offense, but Dylan does.
So let's think about it. Do you think she just made that up?
Very good reporter.
Mary Kay Cabot. You know Mary Kay Cabot.
I do.
And you know that she's got some tentacles into the organization. Is she right about everything she says? No.
Well, I think her endpoint is probably right, that Dylan is probably closer to being the starter. Okay. I just don't understand that being the reasoning or how she came to that conclusion as opposed to other arguments that I think you're going to make.
I'm not going to make any argument.
Like you're about to argue.
No, what I'm trying to tell you're the one getting very upset.
In his mind, he's doing the Abe Gordon thing where he's going, slow down.
I'm trying to slow you down because, first off, she wouldn't say this have not someone gave her something that led her to believe this. That's my personal opinion about where this is coming from. She's been an insider there for a while. Abe worked in Cleveland for a while. I almost worked. Abe actually took the job I didn't take.
You're missing out. Cleveland's awesome.
I was all in it, but I mean, there's just reasons. But anyways, it's funny because Abe and I had a connection. But yeah. She's been told by somebody that he's ahead of Shedeur as far as the grasp of the offense. Okay? There's no conspiracy theory. That's what she's been told. There seems to be, though, this misconception about Dylan Gabriel as a college quarterback and that he isn't athletic and he wasn't good. Dylan Gabriel, if you want to get down to the brass tacks of it, played at a higher level in college than Shador did. He played for an Oregon team that won the Big Ten last year, which he played very well with. He's a guy that can, I think he's more athletic than Shador as far as a running quarterback. You want to get to that. I think Shador can scramble. He's very good laterally, like keeping plays alive.
Dylan, I don't know who's more athletic. Dylan uses his athleticism better on the football field.
Yeah, well, I tend to believe that he's a little more athletic because he's been in offenses where they've wanted him to run and Shador hasn't. And I think if Shador was that type of player, he would have done it more. Now, I think he does a phenomenal job keeping plays alive outside of the pocket and getting broken plays, creating them and turning them into something. Gabriel has a better arm. That's nothing against Shador because Shador's got a great arm, but I think Gabriel has a better one based on what I've seen and heard and kind of came, you know, he threw at the combine and was just lightning, you know, rocket. That doesn't mean that he'll be better than Shador at all. That none of that means anything because you have to be able to grasp the offense, and that's the most important part. I think they like Gabriel more. That's why they drafted him first. If not, they wouldn't have took the risk on Shador not being there.
If you had to guess, are either of these rookies starting the year?
Starting the year as a starter?
Yeah.
No, I think Joe Flacco's their starting
quarterback. You going Flacco? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the other guy, Pickett, will even be.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work out because you're not carrying four quarterbacks. But based on how you drafted, you're willing to carry three.
Would, in theory, hypothetically, would Shador survive on a practice squad? Or do you think he'd get scooped? Because I think you could keep three. And if it's going to be Flacco, Pickett, and then Gabriel.
I think Pickett could survive. Possibly, depending on what other team's backup situation is. But here's the deal. If you didn't, how many teams?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Passed on Shador how many times? I think it's in it.
I think Shador could be stashed and not scooped.
Well, here's the problem, though. It's hard for me to answer that because we don't know what he's going to put on tape and the preseason.
Yeah.
And he might put on tape on the preseason that somebody might say, you know what? I think if he gets on the practice squad, let's sign him because he might be better than if we're going to carry three quarterbacks, which not every team will, but if they do, he might be better than our third based on what I've seen.
I saw the story about is it just the two? I still am confused.
Yeah.
I saw the story about Anthony Richardson, and so like that's a team to me who's like Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson, like, I don't know who their third string is, but I have to imagine Shador has more upside than whoever that guy is.
Sure.
Like, yeah, there are going to be teams either, like Indy where there's third string looking for a guy with upside.
I think it's a good point. That's but the also, you're now making more reasons why they would never put him on the practice squad. But think again, he's going to put on tape and on film in preseason games, you know, why he should never make the practice squad or why he will be put there and try to be stashed.
I think they start picking and end up dropping Flacco. I could be wrong.
Well, I'm going to give you guys some other topics to debate because it is time for Mic'd Up.
Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta area locations.
So today is Fair or Foul Friday. Basically, you just debate the statements that I'm going to give you, Abe. You say whether it is fair or foul. We're going to start with this one. Fair or foul? It's more likely the Braves play 500 baseball in the second half than Kirk Cousins starts a game this season. Abe, you start.
Foul. I will say foul on a couple caveats. One, you didn't say, did you say for the Falcons? You
nope.
just said start.
I so just I'll, said I'll
go
start.
With, I'll go with the caveat there where the start may not be for the Falcons. I also just in general don't see the Braves playing 500 baseball because of the rotation. It's a mess. And whether Penix gets hurt, we don't hope it, but it's the NFL. It's realistic. Mm-hmm. Or he gets traded and starts somewhere. So I would say foul. More likely Cousins start somewhere.
Bo?
Yeah, I think Cousins makes a start somewhere. I don't know where. It could be here.
It could, but I mean, since she didn't caveat it, we'll play the whole field.
So, it's open.
Because look, anything can happen. It could be an injury. We could be 13-3 going into week 18.
Did she even say could the preseason starts count? What was the question there?
It's just very, very broad.
Preseason start, Bo?
I don't think either guy will see. Based on what they've done in the past, I don't think either guy will get preseason time.
All right, fair or foul? You would rather take the stairs for the rest of your life than get forced to drive 10 miles under the speed limit at all times?
I'll take the stairs and just not go into any tall buildings.
Ever. Ever. So ninth floor.
No, I'm working from home. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Conti. We're working from home.
Bo, what do you say?
Stairs.
Stairs?
Yeah, fair, stairs. I'm not driving 10 miles under the speed limit at all times.
Do you realize that on like half the roads in neighborhoods, that means you're going 15?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Or you're maybe going 5. Because sometimes it's 15 miles an hour in there.
I can't. No.
All right. Fair or foul, given unlimited time, you could beat, but we'll start with you on this one. You could beat Abe in naming every number one overall NFL draft pick. This is based on that back and forth format we had the other day where we were naming college teams. So given unlimited time, you could beat Abe in naming every number one overall NFL draft pick.
Fair, because I've beat him in NFL draft.
Yeah, I think, yeah, for sure.
Before, so I'll do it again.
I would pick him to beat me in that.
Really?
Yeah, my like trivia or knowledge is weird. I can't just rattle it off like that.
Okay. All right, fair or foul? Atlanta will host another All-Star game before Dylan finally gets his car fixed.
I think it's fair. I think that car will be wrecked again before Dylan ever gets it fixed. I just don't think it's a priority, and I'm not busting him. I just don't think it's a priority. I don't think it matters to him.
Well,
and that's
it's
okay.
Cosmetic.
That's okay. Well, yeah, but it can start to affect how that car drives. He's probably losing some fuel mileage driving like that.
That's true. Abe, are you aware of the car situation with
No, him? But like where does like him just getting a new car come in? Because like I would say foul to this. Atlanta's not gonna get the NBA All-Star game, I would imagine, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get another baseball game, All-Star game, without a new stadium, which I don't think there are plans for.
Disagree.
I don't think they're going to get that for a long time.
You think they would have to have a new stadium to get the All-Star game again?
Before the timeline where he would need a new car?
Well, it wasn't
They're not going to get it within the next 12 years.
She didn't say anything about a new car.
Well, no, I asked at the start, like, where does the new car come into this discussion?
That has nothing to do with it. Will he ever get it fixed is the question.
I take that as or just retire the whole thing. It's a new car.
All right, I can't. It's DJ semantics over here.
All right, fair or foul. The Falcons will win a playoff game before the Hawks win a playoff series.
I'm just in my head timeline fair. Like, they're both going to happen this year, and it would happen for the Falcons first timeline-wise. So fair.
Yeah, fair.
Fair? All right. Fair or foul, you would rather attend an All-Star game at Citi Field than Citizens Bank Park?
Foul. Foul, because I would rather be in Philly than Queens.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to Citi Field. I don't know the area around it. I've been to Citizens Bank and some of the places that whole little setup they have near the stadium there is pretty sick. So I would go to Philly as well. I'm with Bo.
All right, let's go with one more fair foul. You would rather give up air conditioning for a year.
Foul.
Then have
doesn't matter.
Let her finish. It's not a trivia question.
Then have to watch every Braves game with the opposing team's radio call.
No, I love half of the radio calls. That's so much easier. No air conditioning?
No.
In this state?
Yeah.
Living here?
Yeah.
No. Well, I've lived in Cleveland with no air conditioning. It was bad. You think, I mean, that summer's
Cleveland.
Not even.
Cleveland.
Yeah, and it was bad there. You think I could do that here?
Up for debate.
All I had to do was listen to radio broadcasts from another team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bo, what about you?
I'm with Abe. Yeah, I mean, I can listen. I actually like listening to other radio broadcasts because I like to, A, nitpick them because I
they
do a radio broadcast.
They did this wrong.
And B, you know, I you learn that not everybody does everything the same way as you. I used to listen to NFL broadcasts. When we're not doing a game, I still do. I'll listen to other teams serious on the Sirius channel. They have them, and I listen to them just to hear what they're doing and see the differences.
Well, thank you both for playing fair or foul today. It was a nice, healthy debate. Nobody got super angry during that. Coming up, we're going to welcome in Mick the Caddy. He's going to give us all the scoop on the British Open. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.